You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me is Todd St. Orr, so he's going to be here in studio, but hey, there was a little bit of traffic on the bridge, so he's hanging out with us on the phone until he gets in here. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
You know, I'm glad you're flexible. You just roll with the punches, and I love this.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I'm just happy that the bridge is open, but, you know, it moved a little slowly this morning. So,
you know what? I will tell you, we did get all that rain this morning, so a lot of areas were just a little bit slower than normal, and so hopefully the sun will dry everything out and move us along again.
Absolutely. So, well, you know, and we always seem to gravitate towards the weather conversation because the outside weather mm-hmm. affects the indoor weather.
That's right.
That's what we find is a common theme that might be.
Absolutely. Hey, can you give us an update on things that are new? Any promos? What's going on at Gulf Coast Air Care?
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is the shoulder season. The shoulder season is probably something I need to explain. But so the air conditioners are starting to cool down. The air conditioners are not running like they were earlier in September, back in July and August. So there's not nearly as much heat load in the building, in the house, whatever. And so if your air conditioner doesn't run much, and, you know, it's still warm, but you don't, the benefit you get from the air conditioner doing some sort of dehumidification, taking the moisture off and making the house comfortable, that's reduced. And so we're not at the height of the season, which would be the top of your head. We're at the shoulder season. So now people are going to start to see between now and probably Christmas or, you know, 1st of January where it really gets cold, they're going to see a difference in the indoor air quality and in the comfort levels because of the heat load from the house. And those are called shoulder seasons. So, that, you know, there's not as much requirement for the air conditioner to run. And so it makes a difference on your indoor air quality.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Are there are there any issues that people face, though, in the fall season, in our Florida autumn season, that we kind of don't think about?
Well, you know, we also, so along with the shoulder season, we also have, you know, that secondary allergy season where, I mean, the allergies and the plants get to blooming and all that. So you'll see people with a secondary allergy season, and then you're not running things as strongly with your air conditioner, so we have more impact on the indoor air quality in the house.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Oh, hey, Todd, while you're on the phone, we actually have a caller calling in. Michelle is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. Do you have a question for Todd this morning?
Well, I just wanted to say hi and thank him. He recently came out to my house over on F Street, and they cleaned out all my ductwork, and they put that new great filter in, and they serviced my AC, and they were just super professional, super clean, and they explained everything, and I just really appreciate the work they did.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, we appreciate that comment, Michelle. I remember being at your house, and thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much. I love hearing those stories. Absolutely. All right. So now I will tell you a little surprise. Todd is here. Good morning.
Wow. Okay.
You scared me.
Quick transition.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're doing a great job today. You're
well, you know, you just got to roll with the flow. That's all.
That's right. So right now we're almost into October. So like you mentioned, we're going to be into, I call it the prime season for living here.
It is. It's awesome.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Right. The humidity drops a little bit. So I just got back late last night. This is another factor from Colorado. I was out there for a few days.
Oh, fun.
Went out to see the leaves changing and you know, just take a few days off, mm-hmm. kind of catch that. Thank you, Kathy, for booking that one, taking care of it. So it was
yes.
good. The humidity there was 20%. We have a hygrometer at the house up there. 20%. So, you know, you just dry out. So here in October, we're talking about shoulder seasons. You know, the temperature starts to come down. The humidity kind of stays high, but we get some dry days. You know, we left last Thursday, which was the first really nice day we had, and we left town. So, but, you know, the comfort, the weather, it gets a little drier in here. It's not as hot, and you don't have as much humidity, so everything's a lot more comfortable.
So, oh, absolutely.
You know, and so the stress of the air conditioner keeping up is reduced on the occupants and on the equipment itself. So still doesn't mean that you should think about cleaning your air conditioner before we get to that heating season. That, you know, that first cycle when the air conditioner kicks on is like, oh, man, it stinks. You get that awful burning smell and all
yep.
that. That's all the stuff that's accumulated in there over all summer, the air conditioner running and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, it's time to get that cleaned out before you have to burn it off with the air. And the first heater cycle, it's a ways off. We have plenty of time.
Oh, absolutely. So. Let's hope we have plenty of time. I just want to enjoy this weather that we've been having.
Yeah, yeah.
850-437-1620. Get your questions in. Todd Senors is here from Gulf Coast Air Care. And, of course, with it approaching a new month, we'll get a new newsletter. Here's a question coming in. I just see. Does keeping the AC fan on help with humidity while the AC is actually not on?
Oh, that is a really excellent question, and I'm going to tell you a scary answer to that. If you run the air conditioner fan in the on position, you will have moldy ductwork, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You have moldy ductwork because what happens is the fan runs all the time. So the air pressure's on. It's like a switch, you know, like a light switch. So you turn the fan in the air conditioner, in the furnace, indoor portion of the house, mm-hmm. The air handler. That fan is on all the time. So if the air conditioner's running at all, there's moisture on the coil. The evaporator coil is wet. So you're using that fan to push that moisture through the coil up into the ductwork. And it never shuts off. So you always, always, always want to run with your system in the auto position for the fan, not in the on position. Do not run in the on position.
Whether it's on or off for the AC unit, you want the auto position on
for
fan.
So it cycles with the unit, and mm-hmm. then when the air conditioner cycles off, the fan will cycle off, and all the water can drain off of the coil, and it's not being pushed up into the ductwork. So
ooh,
people
yeah.
think, you know, if I run the fan all the time, I'm moving airflow through the filter and, you know, we've got this airflow going through the duct system all the time. Well, you know, that kind of makes sense, but it's counterintuitive to the idea that if you push that moisture up into the duct, it re-evaporates up in there and then you've got this wet, you know, a lot of the ductwork, the most modern systems, it's either got a liner on the inside or ductboard, which is all that's porous. So if you push moisture up there, it absorbs up into the duct liner because you have to have that duct insulated, otherwise mm-hmm. it sweats.
Right.
Not during heating season so much, but during air conditioning season, you know, and I just want people to have that good habit all year long. So I understand what, you know, they're trying to use their whole house system as a like an air cleaner, air filter, if you've got a good filter in place.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not something you want to do is run the fan in the on position. That's a big no-no.
Yeah, and you know, if this is something that you've kind of gotten into the habit of doing, I mean, we all kind of get into those habits. We all have at one point been told the wrong thing.
Right.
But with education and being able to learn here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, if it's something you've done, give Todd a call just to take a look at your duct system, look at the
Absolutely.
Ductwork to see what's going on in there and make sure there's no growth.
Well, the new equipment is so energy efficient and mm-hmm. it's, you know, that they, you have a, it's different from a standpoint of having cooling capacity or being able to handle the heat load of a building than the old equipment just even 10 or 15 years ago. And so I look at brand new homes all the time, and you know, it's like 2 years old, we have a mold problem. What's going on? Well, in most cases, it was the air conditioner fan was in the on position. So that's something that you really, really do not want to do that on a regular basis. Okay. You know, I've seen people where if you know, if you cook or you have some odors or something, you want to clear that out, that's okay for 15 minutes or maybe 30 minutes or something like that. But on a regular basis, do not run your fan in the on position. That's a bad idea.
Okay, excellent. 850-437-1620. Todd St. Orz is here from Gulf Coast Air Care. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Do you have to change your air filter even when you don't have your AC on for sometimes months at a time?
Well, you know, and that's one of the things about our AirSafe filter. It's got that media in there where you can pull a corner back and see how dirty it is. Yeah, you want to change your air filter on a regular basis just to make sure, because there's a lot of that, those spores and allergens and stuff. You'll see some dust on there, but in some cases, you don't see that small particulate going through. You know, the respirable size particles, the stuff that can get into your lungs, are 0.3 microns. That is, so a human hair is 10 to 20 microns. Or micrometers in size. So 0.3 is what gets down in your lungs and can affect asthma, can affect bronchitis and all that kind of stuff. So you can't even see that stuff. You know, the human eye can only resolve down to about 5 micrometers. That's the stuff you can see. So the smaller stuff could be on your filter and moving through your filter. You know, filters are cheap compared to medical issues or equipment breakdowns or, you know, processes by an indoor air quality specialist. Change your filter. You know what I always say, Jenna, if you don't have a good air filter.
And then you are one.
You are one. That's
yes,
right.
So. Absolutely. I 30th of every
I just
month.
I love that.
You know, no, 30th of every month. Dog gets heartworm medicine, air filter gets changed.
Oh, I made the list, huh? I'm on the honey-do list. Sweet. All right.
It's my fridge list. You have the fridge
list?
Oh,
it's
list?
On the fridge?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, all right,
I look
cool.
at my fridge
yeah.
every day. That first sip of coffee is, tell me my life, fridge.
Oh, all right. Well, yes, do the lemon water and the ginger. I heard you talking while I was stuck in traffic there.
I know you're gonna try it.
If you have questions for Jenna, you can call 850-437-1620. If you have questions for us, you can call 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You know, I have to admit, I haven't looked at the website in a couple weeks. So, but Vanessa's there at the office. If you have questions or concerns, you need to talk to us. She's got me on a fairly short leash, so I'll be happy to jump in and help you figure out what you got going on. And we're in transition. We're changing. It's the change of season. It's starting to become apparent. There's a music festival right around the corner, and I know the weather's going to be awesome. And that, to me, is the fair. You know, if you've lived in Pensacola long term, you know that the weather changes when the fair comes to town. So I've never been to the fair, but I know.
Where'd you have to go? I've never been
to the fair. So.
Oh, it's
but
so much
the weather
fun.
Always changes, and I can tell you that. It's like the Farmer's Almanac. It should just say under Pensacola, look, see the fair. That's when the weather changes.
That's when a chill blows through, but
yeah,
it's one of the best
nice.
Ones. Because what's better than a chill? On top of that, get to eat a funnel cake
right,
with
a
it.
Corn
Are
dog
you
and a funnel
yeah.
cake. The
yes.
fair. If the weather's cool.
While you like, you look at a cow while you eat a funnel cake. It's just, the irony is not lost on me.
All right.
850-437-1620. Here's a question.
Are we sure about this Uptown Girl thing? I don't, you like going to the fair? Really?
I do.
All right.
I do. We have the state fair, too, that comes through in East Rutherford outside of New York City. So,
okay, right.
Yeah, it's a big that's where
hey, y'all, she's wearing her Yankees gear up in here today, you know, so.
I'm trying to ruffle some feathers
up
here.
Well, it's going to work.
It's a perfect time of year for it. Hey, my humidity level stays at 60% in my home, our listener says. Is that a problem? If so, what's the solution?
It's you're right at the borderline. It's, you know, if it's over 60 on a regular basis, you could have enough moisture there to sustain microbial growth. You know, you could, but it's just not comfortable at 60%. The sweet spot is 40 to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
and not like in Colorado in the 20s, boy, you just get dried out. So if you're 40 to 50% here, it's really super comfortable. And, you know, you don't have dust mites. Dust mites is not something we talk about a lot. It was kind of a thing that came and went, passe, whatever. Below 50%, you can kill a dust mite population if you've got sensitivities to dust mite and allergens like that. It takes long-term, you know, it takes a couple of months at below 50% because they absorb moisture through their skin. It's not really skin, exoskeleton. Well, you've seen this scary picture of a dust mite.
It's so cute. Yeah.
So the sweet spot is but from 50 down to 40%. That's where it's super comfortable. At 60, it just doesn't feel... It's not crisp. It's not cool in there. You know, I mean, you get this kind of cool, clammy feeling.
Right.
And if you're above 60, you know what? It kind of depends on your air conditioner, how it's set up. Is it oversized for the house? Is it sized correctly? You know, how do you run the thermostat? I'm hoping that we're what we have behind us is the days where I walk into a house and start to do an inspection and I see the thermostat set at 70, 68. 71 degrees. Those dew point temperatures, and that's where you get the hot and cold air mixing and it sweats. So, but if your humidity's elevated at 60% on a regular basis, it doesn't take much to get a mold problem started. So, you know, that's something that you're right on the cusp there. You'll see different, like the EPA and some of the government agencies say that 60 and below, you know, that's probably okay. You can live with that, but boy, true comfort starts at 50% relative humidity and below.
Okay.
And, you know, to get there, the second part of the question was, you know, how do we fix that? Probably supplemental dehumidification. The return needs to be sized correctly. The air conditioner needs to be the correct size. No duct leakage. I mean, these are the big items on the list that help you get to that resolution of not having that 60%, not being worried about you know, the impact indoor air quality, like allergies and energy efficiency and you know, just comfort. Because the only tool, here I am talking with my hands again, the only tool you have is a thermostat on the wall, up, 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 down, 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 mm-hmm. you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, we can help you with addition. A hygrometer is an additional tool. Obviously, she's measuring humidity. Whoever that question came from is measuring humidity because they know they're at 60%. So want to try and get below that. And if we can help you, 850-934-2768. That's our number at the office at Gulf Coast Air Care. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. You know, we're licensed contractors in Florida and Alabama. But one of the things that we do is one-at-a-time solutions for people with problem houses. I don't have six crews out there doing change-outs and doing, you know, service calls and all that kind of stuff. We kind of take this approach one at a time. We look at your situation, personalize and prioritize a scope of work for you, and then help you get to, you know, the ultimate comfortable, healthy, energy efficient home.
Yeah, it's the allergens and allergies in the air have been so high.
Yeah.
And we thought the rain would just wash it away, and I feel like it perpetuated it. So yeah, when you have that humidity level, I don't know, 60 is just a little too high for me. It starts to feel sticky.
It's sticky.
And then we've talked about this before, like you mentioned, when you go into somebody's home and they're trying to fight humidity by lowering the temperature in
right.
the home, and it just makes it even worse because
in some cases it works. In a lot of cases it works against you. You know, when we're in the heat of the summer, you know, you get hot air and then you're running the thermostat really mm-hmm. cold. Everything, you know, it sweats like the outside of a glass iced tea, and then you get this moisture issue, so you're making things worse.
Yeah.
In some cases. It, you know, each individual system and individual house can vary a little bit, so we don't want to generalize everything, but 60's too high on the humidity level. And that's something we can help you with. And a lot of times, you know, the equipment is a big factor, but the duct is also a huge factor too, because whatever the equipment's doing, the HVAC, the air conditioning equipment, it's dumping all that air, whether it's moist or cool, dry, whatever, it's dumping it in every room in the house.
Mm.
So that's one of the things where the ductwork is really important to look at and see what's going on there. So, you know, the heart and lungs are the air conditioning system, but the circulatory system, you know, it doesn't do any good for, you know, oxygen and blood if you can't get it to all your extremities.
That's right.
Wow, that's an odd medical analogy there.
It is, but like, it's very good.
That's true.
I thought it was very good. 850-437-1620. It seems as though I can't get the temperature leveled when I use my oven or my dryer. Is that a leak with the duct work, or is that just normal?
That sounds like heat load to me. The dryer is, you know, it heats up and dries the clothes, and it puts out, just radiates mm-hmm. heat out of there. So if there's not enough airflow in that end of the house or that room, the laundry room, whatever, then, yeah, that heat load will kind of creep out from that location. And the kitchen is another one, too, cooking and activity in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a common area in most houses, and everybody congregates there, seems to have that. You know, most kitchens are open. They're not boxy little galley kitchens.
Right.
Right. And so you get that heat load that builds from there, and it kind of radiates out. And so that's probably a duct or airflow imbalance, a duct issue where we're not getting enough airflow in there, you know, or it could be return. It's just not enough airflow going back to ventilate the house properly.
Okay.
So my other analogy here, I'm doing analogies.
I like
morning.
It. Let's go.
So like, it's trying to run and breathe through a coffee straw. So if your air conditioner, your filter is too small, you're not getting enough airflow back through the system mm-hmm. to take that heat load out from the laundry or the kitchen or those hot spot rooms like on the west side of the house that catches that afternoon sun. Because the return's not sized correctly, I mean, just don't ventilate the house correctly. So it's like trying to run and breathe through a coffee straw. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things that, that's a simple fix. You know, a properly sized return is really important, but it's not in the code. It's not in the building code. You can build a brand new house with a severely undersized return and get away with it, which is stupid. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And that's one of the biggest things I see beyond duct leakage and balance, air balance, is a return's undersized.
Wow.
And so, you know, we can help you with making additional openings, making grills, trying to figure out the best way to transfer ducts is another one of these jumper ducts that, so if you shut the bedroom door, the airflow can't get out. So you put a jumper duct in there, it goes from the wall to the hall, mm-hmm. from the bedroom to the hallway, then the airflow has a pathway to get back the way. You know, there's a lot of solutions that we can provide for you. You just got to call us at Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768.
Yeah.
That's our office over in Gulf Breeze. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we can help you with any of the, you know, odd questions. I'm shocked every week. I've been in business 28 years. It'll be 28 years in another month or two. And I have questions every week that I thought, you know, people knew, or I thought that, you know, we had covered that in education. It's like, wow, I can help you with that. You know, so our educational platform is ongoing, and we want to help people to understand, you know, the best indoor air quality situation. You got another one for us? Are we sneak? I see you scanning the board there.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
Okay.
So
we're getting close.
We're getting close. We're getting down to the wire. So you just mentioned before with those hot spots in the house, mm-hmm. you need that extra airflow. So I just was clarifying that. And it's an easy fix, like you mentioned, just having it, taking a look at. I know sometimes, too, your dryer, I mean, that's a safety hazard.
Oh, boy, dryer fire is one of the worst things you can ever go through. Because if that lint catches on fire in there because it's built up, mm-hmm. then you've got airflow just, I mean, it's like stage 5 afterburner for one of the Blue Angels. It's bad news.
Yeah, and so it's important to get that cleaned on it.
Right,
on a,
absolutely.
On a
annually
regular basis.
Is what people, there are several different organizations out there, NFPA, the National Fire Prevention, mm-hmm. Annual dryer vent cleaning. Just do it. Get it done. You know, and the dryer lint will start in the unit, in the dryer itself, and then it works its way back to the dryer vent. And that's one thing we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com. We kind of reserve 1 or 2 days a week to do dryer vents, but we can help you with, you know, look at that, assess what's going on there, and just any other indoor air quality issues. You know, we have a lot of people talking about bath fans because the V in HVAC means ventilation.
That's right.
And the bath fan is a really important thing to take humidity out of the building. And so use your bath fan. Use your bath fan. We'll help you with anything that you need. But call us, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care.
Thank you, Todd, so much. You know, I have a saying in my house, if the water's on, the fan's on.